Today we begin lesson 166 in Parshas Vayetze. We're in the fifth topic of Yaakov leaving Haran. We're going to be learning Perek Lamed Aleph, chapter 31, Psukim Ches Tiyud Gimel 8 to 13 in the Simonim Tanakh. We're two-thirds of the way down the page 48. Pasuk Ches. Im kol yomar nikudim yesicharecha v'yoldu chol hatzon nikudim. Vim kol yomar akudim yesicharecha v'yoldu chol hatzon akudim. Vayatzel Elohim es miknei avichem vayiten li. Vayihi b'eis yachem hatzon v'eso einai v'eire b'chalom. V'neho atudim holim al hatzon akudim nikudim uverudim. ויאמר אלי מלאך אלוהים בחלום יעקב ואומר הנני ויאמר שונא עיניך וראה כל העתודים עולים על הצאן עקודים נקודים וברודים כי ראיתי עז כל אשר לבן עושה לך אנוכי האל בית אל אשר משכת שם מצבה אשר נדרת לי שם נדר אתה קום צאי מן הארץ הזאת, ושוב אל ארץ מולדתך. Yaakov is now giving the fourth and final reason why there's no justification for Lavan's anger at him in Pasuk Ches. Even though Yaakov set up the sticks, and Lavan might be angry because of the sticks, well, at the end of the day, the sticks never really did much. Why? Because Lavan did another cheating thing. After Yaakov put the sticks, and after the animals got pregnant, and they would get pregnant according to the way the sticks looked, but then Lavan would change the terms of the deal after the animals got pregnant already. As we say in Pasuk Ches, Imko, if like this, if so, Yomar, he said, Nikudim, the spotted ones, Yeschorecha, your wages will be the Nikudim, after they already were supposed to be a different type. So now what happened? A miracle happened. V'yoldu chalatzon, and all the sheep gave birth to Nikudim. Now they were pregnant to a different discoloration, and now they got a change again. And the opposite, v'imko yomar, and if he would say like this, Akudim yeschorecha, your wages will be the corded ones with the stripe around the leg, after they got pregnant to the sticks to make them a different color. V'yoldu chalatzon akudim, and then the sheep gave birth to corded ones. So there's no reason for Lavan to get angry at me, for all four possibilities of his anger are not justified. And all this showed the following in Pasuk Tes. Vayatzel Elohim, and all the Almighty God, Vayatzel, literally means saved, here it means separated, as Mikna Avichem, the cattle of your father, Vayitein Lei, and gave it to me. Now Yaakov mentions, where did he get the idea of the sticks at all? And Pasuk Yud informs us of this. Vayihina was, Be'es, at the time, Yachem, of the mating season, Hatzon, of the sheep, the very first mating season, after we made the arrangement, and I raised up my eyes, and I saw Bachalom in a dream. And what did I dream? V'hinei, and behold, ho'atudim. Atudim are he, goats, and sheep. It's the male of goats and sheep. What were they doing? Ha'olim, they were rising. They were mounting themselves. Al hatzon, on the sheep. In other words, they were mating with the sheep. Akudim, and now these male goats and sheep, what were they doing? They were what color? They were akudim, they were corded, nikudim, spotted, uvirudim, it's the same as tiluim, blotched. So I saw that they were mounting upon the other sheep, and they had these funny colorations. Yud Aleph, Vayomer Eli Malach Elohim, and the angel of the Almighty God said, Bachalom, in the dream, Yaakov, called my name, Vomar, and I said, Hineni, here I am. Yud Beis, Vayomer, and the angel said, So no einecha, raise up your eyes, please. Re'e, and see, or pay attention, look what's happening. Kol ha'atudim, all the male goats and sheep, ha'olim, that are mounting alatzon on the sheep, they are akudim, nikudim, uverudim. Akudim is corded, Nikudim spotted, Uvrudim blotched. Pay attention to that, and that's going to be the strategy you should use. Ki ra'isi, for I have seen, as kol asher, everything which Lavan Oseh is doing lach to you. In other words, I see how he's cheating you, so here is a way for you to succeed. That's where I got the idea from. And now Yud Gimel, and that very same angel who spoke to me 6 years ago, now has spoken to me again in Pasuk Yud Gimel. And this is now the second reason why we have to leave. First reason is Lavan's upset at me, and there's no reason for him to be upset. So that means he's planning ill will towards me. Second reason, the more, aside from the pragmatic reason, is Yud Gimel, where the angel says, Anochi, I am Ha'el, the mighty God, Basel of Basel. In other words, the God that revealed himself to you in Basel when you had that dream of the ladder. And what happened over there? Asher Moshach Toshom, where you anointed there, you poured oil there, Matzeva on a mount, on monument. And also Asher Nadartali, and you vowed, made a vow to me, Shom there, Nader, a vow. So you made a vow. So now you said you're going to give tzedakah, you said you're going to make this into a holy place and all this thing. So guess what? Now it's time to fulfill your vow. Ata now, kum, get up, say, leave, mean from ha'aretz hazos, this land, vishuv, and return el eretz, to the land moladetcha, of your birthplace. So now Yaakov has given his wives two broad reasons. Number one, things are not going well here. Lavan's upset at me, and who knows what bad things will happen. That's the pragmatic reason. And also the spiritual reason, because God is sending me word it is time to go back. Let's take a look at the questions. Number one, Masai ha'yolavan mishanetz nice harash al Yaakov. When would Lavan change the conditions of the wages of Yaakov after the animals got pregnant already? To ha'im lavan hayu mishanetz nice harash al Lavan be'emtza shatzon hayu behirayo. Did Lavan change the terms of the conditions of the wages of Yaakov in the middle when the sheep were already pregnant? Yes. Three, ha'im hayu hatzon akudim shayachim Yaakov. Were the akudim, the corded ones, do they really belong to Yaakov? Well, initially not. But then when Lavan would change the terms of the deal, if that would be the new terms, then they would. For Haim Shina Lavan as Snaishar Yaakov min Nikudim Lakudim, did Lavan change the terms of the conditional of Yaakov from Nikudim to Akudim? Yes, and other things as well. Five, Targim Vayatzel, literally it means to save, or here it means separated. Six, Kate said Yada Yaakov Lavakesh Nikuti Mutliim Kishorom Ilavan. How did Yaakov know to ask for Nikudim and Tluim as the payment from Lavan because of what he saw in the dream? Seven, Masai Ra Yaakov HaHalom Shesiper Ad Odosov L'Rachel Leah. When did Yaakov see the dream which he's telling his wives Rachel and Leah? He saw the dream during the first mating season after the agreement was made. Eight, Targum Atudim. Atudim are male sheep or goats. Nine, Scharim shall elu minim nikru b'shem atudim. The males of which species are called atudim? The males of sheep and goats. Ten, Maro Yaakov b'chalamo odos atudim olim alatzon. What did Yaakov see in his dream regarding the atudim who were going on the sheep? He saw that they were going on the sheep and they had three distinct discolorations. 11, Elu shloshe suga atudim ro Yaakov olim alatzon b'chalamo. What three types of atudim did Yaakov see mounting on the sheep? He saw Akudim, the corded, Nikudim, the spotted, and the Virudim, which are the blotched, the same as the Teluim. 12, Targem Virudim. Virudim is the same as Teluim, blotched. 13, Midiberim Yaakov b'chalomo alodim. Who spoke to Yaakov in his dreams about the Atudim? The Malach Hashem. 14, Mamar Yaakov keshamach b'chalomo karol b'shmo. What did Yaakov say when the angel called him by name? He said, Hineini. 15, Kate said, Hizber amach liYaakov, lama yesho listak losim lev legabe atim olim alatzon. How did the angel explain to Yaakov why he should pay attention to the atudim that are going on the sheep? Because this would be a hint as to what Yaakov should do in order to get the animals that he needs. 16, Miyomar lami, who said to who valman regarding what? Ki ra'ises kol ha'shalavan o salach. This is the angel of Hashem speaking to Yaakov and saying, I have seen how Lavan is trying to cheat you. 17, B'shem mi diber ha-malach li-Yaakov v'chalamo. In whose name is the angel speaking to Yaakov in his dream? He's speaking in the name of the Almighty God who appeared to Yaakov in Beis Kel. Eighteen, Targem Moshachto. Moshachto means you anointed, you poured oil. 19, Mabona Yaakov Beis Kel Avodas Hashem. What did Yaakov build in Beis Kel to serve Hashem? He built a matzeva, monument. 20, Maso Yaakov ala matzeva, Shasu Beis Kel Avodas Hashem. What did Yaakov do to the monument that he made in Beis Kel to serve Hashem? He anointed it by pouring oil on it. 21, Chutz Milim Shoach Matzeva. Aside from pouring oil on the matzeva, Ma'odas Yaakov Beis Kel Kedei Avodas Hashem. What else did he do in Beis Kel to serve Hashem? He made a vow. 22, Manodar Yaakov Beis Kel. What vow did he make? He said that number one, Hashem would be to me for a God, meaning to say that Hashem, who is the attribute of mercy, will now work with me with the attribute of justice, and also that he would give Miser a tenth of what he would make, and he would go back and bring and serve Hashem at that matzeva. 23, come upon me, Dibar Malchim Yaakov. How many times did the angel speak to Yaakov in today's lessons? Twice. 24, Ma'amar Malchim Yaakov v'chrish kvar ovad eslovan hashanim enosafim. What did the angel tell Yaakov after Yaakov worked the additional years? He says, it's time to leave and go back to your birthplace. 25, Le'efo hispir Yaakov v'rachav le'a shalem lechus. Where did Yaakov tell, he explained to Rachel and Leah where they need to go to? They need to go back to the land of his birthplace, back to the land of Kinaan. Let's go over the psukim, starting with Pasuk Ches. Im kol yomar nikudim yesecharecha v'yoldu chol atzon nikudim. Vim kol yomar akudim yesecharecha v'yoldu chol atzon akudim. Vayatzel Elohim es miknei avichem vayiten li vayihi b'yeis yachem atzon v'asa. Einai vo'era b'chalom v'neho atudim olim al atzon akudim nikudim uverudim. Vayomer Elai malach Elohim b'chalom Yaakov v'omar hineini. Vayomer sono einecho ure'ei kol atudim olim al hatzon akudim nikudim uverudim. Ki ro'isi eis kol asher lavan oseloch. Anochi ha'el beis el asher moshachto sham matzeva asher nodarto li sham neder. Ato kumtzei min ha'aretz hazos v'shuv el eretz molad techa. Please spend a few minutes going over today's lesson, and as well, over the Shabbos, go over the lessons 161 through 166. Have a great Shabbos.